This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline covering the Monday, September 29th edition of WWE Raw. Final edition before No Mercy, so everything had to come to a head and try to sell the pay-per-view. Let's see how they did. They opened the show with Jerry Lawler and Mike Cole hyping the show as pyroblasted. So we got pyro this week. And they hyped that Mike Adamly had booked Chris Jericho and Lance Cade to team up against Shawn Michaels and a mystery partner. And I actually like mystery partner gimmicks. I mean, you can't do them more than once every few months. And you have to make sure there's a decent payoff so that they actually do mean something as you try to utilize that gimmick in the future. But I do like it, and I think this was a good example of it. I thought they played it up pretty well. Not sure I'm crazy about the payoff, but, and they spent a lot of the show hyping what a big week this is for WWE. You have ECW starting an hour earlier from now on, starting this week. You have the world premiere of WrestleMania, which they're not really explaining what that is, and they still haven't fully explained what that is. And then SmackDown moving to my network, and I mean, it's a big edition of SmackDown, and it deserves the hype it's getting. And I think WWE's done an admirable job that my network can be happy with in making it a real big deal so people will find it. And when there is a channel change, I mean, I think they're being a little paranoid. I think people are fully capable of finding it because I think, like, in my market, my network and the CW are next to each other. I mean, like, it's 8 and 7 or channels 8 and channel 7 or something like that, or channel 8 and 9, I think. So I think people find this stuff, but better safe than sorry, and kicking things off with a bang. They're giving a lot away on this show. But there is something to be said regarding my editorial a couple weeks ago where, you know, you don't want to give away title, inner championship matches, that type of thing flippantly. And they haven't hyped it at all, and I'm a little disappointed in the sense that, you know, they haven't exactly – they've got Chris Jericho and the world champs from all three brands, but Jericho last night on Raw, not talking about SmackDown. So – you get in that situation of, do we let the gimmick of the All-Star Championship Night stand on its own and not hype it? Because if we hype it, it takes away from No Mercy. And that's the position they're in, and that's what they decided to do. Not hype the three-way match, other than in generic terms, but not have wrestlers talk about it, not build up the rivalry of the three champs facing each other. And then, but the downside, obviously, is you diminish the notion that all three champions, all three world champions are going to be in the ring against one another, and they're not talking about it at all. I mean, that should be a monumental event, and by not treating it as a monumental event, you really diminish it, meaning much, as much as it could in the future. That's why I wrote the BBL a couple weeks ago. I'm of two different minds on it, and that's why I kind of think, stay away from it. I think personal issues sell, not title versus title. And when you do title versus title, or just champion versus champion in a non-title situation, it has to mean something. You don't want to diminish its impact, so They chose the don't hype it approach. All right, then they opened right away, I should say, with Batista's ring intro. We don't know who his opponent is yet. And after the full ring intro, Santino Marella. And he comes out with Beth Phoenix. And he talks about the hunkometer, which is 64-6. So he only has 58 more weeks. I don't know how long they're going to do this, but I wouldn't be shocked if they don't actually try to have Santino break the record. And why not? Let Santino, for the rest of his WWE career, have bragging rights to being the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, even though, like Honky Tonk Man, his title reign was a joke. He made some insults at Batista for not having very many brain cells and had a brainometer. That was lame. I mean, that seemed like a Brian Gilbert specialty. It just wasn't, well, I don't even know if it's, it just was dumb. It wasn't very funny. Santino's better at it. He didn't have any material in terms of mispronouncing names, or if he did, they'd slip by me. So an off week as far as that goes, but his personality is fun enough that I rarely am bored, even when his material is lame, by him. Anyway, Batista won very quickly, in a minute, decisively. And it does make a joke of the IC title that Santino hold the belt and lose decisively, but it is Batista, it is Santino, and he can get his heat back, and no one's pretending he's a serious champion. I'd have more of a problem if, let's say, Lance Cade was the IC champion and Batista beat him clean, because Cade's not a joke. Everybody knows Santino's a joke. He doesn't deserve to be a champion, and he has the belt on a fluke. And so I'm ultimately okay with it, but it doesn't help the prestige of the IC title. But as I talked about with Bruce Mitchell a couple weeks back, the IC title doesn't need to mean a lot, because back when it meant a lot, it was one of two singles titles. Now it's at best the fourth third or fourth or fifth most prestigious belt. I mean, it's somewhere in the mix with the ECW belt, which I would say gets treated as a bigger deal now, and the U.S. title, which is probably its equal. Although at this point, the U.S. title, I would even rank ahead of it when it comes to how it's been portrayed on its respective brand lately. After the match, JBL blindsided Batista with a clothesline from hell, thus setting up their match for the number one contendership at No Mercy and adding a little, juice to their feud. Todd Grisham interviewed Shawn Michaels about having a mystery partner. He said that when he trained Lance Cade, he knew how good he could become, but he never realized just a few years later, Cade would be proving it by taking it out on him. Grisham asked about his tag partner. He said, "What about Batista? That makes sense." And Michaels said, "Batista's got his hands full with JBL, and let's face it, Big Dave and I haven't exactly been getting along." Now, that's a nice touch. They got criticized last week for not addressing it, because they think ahead, they don't look back, and they just throw people out there. I like that Michaels addressed it this week. It does seem like they approached